Most people know something about refrigeration because they have a refrigerator in their kitchen. Now, they may or may not realize that their air conditioner is also a refrigeration system. In fact, these two types of refrigerators are both vapor compression refrigeration systems. Now, vapor compression refrigeration is also used industrially to chill and even condense many chemicals that cannot be easily condensed at ambient temperatures. Many homes also have heat pumps for household heating. These devices use a vapor compression heat pump cycle to transfer heat from cool outside air into the warm air inside your home. Now, heat pumps are very popular in moderate climates because they're more efficient than electrical resistance heaters as long as the outdoor temperature doesn't drop too low. Gas refrigeration is less common than vapor compression refrigeration. However, because the equipment and working fluid are lightweight, these cycles are used for the air conditioning systems in passenger aircraft. Thermoelectric refrigerators are very lightweight, but they're not very efficient. Sometimes size and weight are more important than efficiency. That's why small thermoelectric refrigerators that plug into the cigarette lighter of your car have become popular recently. But I think ammonia absorption refrigeration is the coolest type of refrigerator. This type of refrigeration system takes advantage of the fact that the solubility of ammonia in water changes as the temperature of the system changes. This type of refrigeration is beyond the scope of ThermoCD, but you should be aware of its existence. One version of an ammonia refrigeration system requires no shaftwork input. Now, this type of refrigeration system is very popular in recreational vehicles as well as in remote locations where electrical power is not readily available. Okay, so hopefully you see why refrigeration is an important topic. In this chapter, we will discuss practical refrigeration and heat pump cycles and the refrigerants that are used within these cycles. In this lesson, we will review what we've already learned about refrigeration and discuss the practical problems associated with the Carnot vapor compression and gas refrigeration cycles.